Mohon maaf izin bertanya pada Pak Kris tentang stereotip dalam terminologi agama seperti terminologi kafir, sesat, dan lain-lain. Terkadang memicu ketegangan antar agama. Bagaimana menyikapi realitas ini? Yang kedua, mengapa radikalisme, intoleransi, dan yang semisal itu seringkali disandingkan kepada agama? Bukankah kelompok, suku, penguasa, penganut agnostik, ateisme juga berpotensi untuk melakukan tindak intoleran? Dan mengapa orang beragama justru saling bertikai? Bukankah semua agama mengajarkan kebaikan?
Well, I would say there's always a difference between the what and the how. I have Muslim friends who believe that I'm going to hell because I'm a Christian. And of course, there are Christians who believe that about anybody who is not Christian, which is to say that there are irreconcilable theological differences between and among faiths. And there are eternal consequences for that, or so we believed. Otherwise, why believe? So it's important to say that the what is how someone understands truth. To Dr. Marif's comments, what is truest, right? That's the what, but how we engage and talk about those differences is what separates us from extremists. And again, Dr. Marif said it's uncivilized. It is not in keeping with the best of Islam to say that your religion is a bunch of myths. That's my paraphrase of the quote that was in the presentation. And I would say that it is, you are not, I am not a true Christian if I am disparaging or putting down another's beliefs. That just suggests my own insecurity and my own weakness. Is it fair for me to say that there are consequences after death because of what you believe in this life? Of course. Is it fair to me to say that there will be people in heaven with me and some not with me? Of course. But how I say it is what pays testimony to the faith. And I think this is something that we all wrestle with within our own traditions. The how of being civilized with somebody who does not believe as we do, according to the best of our faith. Let me stop there. Hopefully that answers the question.